So we heard words earlier from Henry David Thoreau as we lit our chalice about faith in seeds, right? About how seeds require faith if we are going to think about what is going to happen after the seed gets planted. And from Thich Nhat Hanh just now about caring for the seeds that we want to grow, right? About nurturing the seeds of the attributes of the changes that we want to see and become. I'm going to share one more reading that some of you might have heard before, the parable of the sower from the book of Luke in the Christian scriptures. This is the New International Version. When a great crowd gathered and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and where it grew, it produced 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive and listening they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patient endurance. There are many ways to hear those words. And as Unitarian Universalists, we understand that there are many lessons in the scriptures of all the world's religions, and that we get to wrestle with them and learn them, whether we are not or we agree with their language or framing. So here, as an example, is what I take from this particular Christian scripture. The parable is this: the seed is our potential. The ones on the path are those who have been beaten down by the mindless busyness of the status quo of the world. The ones on the rock are those who can't find a place or a way to be grounded in community and nurture their potential. As for what fell among the thorns, they're choked out by the demands of their everyday lives in today's culture of distraction from what really matters. And that in the good soil, that's what happens when we find compassion, when we find acknowledgement, when we find nurturing, when we water, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, the seeds of peace and of happiness. To me, the lesson is in the intersection of the three readings that you've heard, that planting seeds is, in and of itself, an act of faith. Faith that the seeds are viable to begin with. If you're like me, you have seed packets from several years ago, and you're planting them hoping that at least a few of them will come up, and that will actually germinate. Faith in the soil, right, in which I've sown them, that it has what it needs for the seeds to thrive. Faith in myself, that I have put the right amount of compost in that soil, that I will plant those seeds to the depth and the spacing that they need to thrive. And to that, I will commit to caring for them, to help them throughout the course of their lives grow throughout the whole of the spring and summer ahead. Faith that there will be water to keep them growing and eventually blooming and maybe even fruiting. Faith that my neighbor will come over and provide water when I'm traveling. And that's kind of a parable too, or maybe just a metaphor for my own faith, right? As I plant and nurture other seeds, not literal seeds, the seeds of change, the seeds of community growth, the seeds of reopening. That's part of my ministry and it's part of my life's work, which intersect, to work to make change in the world until all people, all beings can thrive, can feel connected, can feel in relationship with each other, all of us, bringing all of that into the world. It's big work, right? When I step back and look at how big it really is, sometimes I am daunted. Sometimes I'm sure it won't ever be done. And all of the time, I'm sure I have no idea what it will actually look like if it ever does get done. And that's where faith comes in. I can do my small part. I can plant seeds, trying to get them into fertile soil. I can water seeds. I can weed around them as they grow. For me, that looks like this sometimes. This right here, preaching the possibility of hope, of community, of better times, better places, better relationships, better for all of us here and across the world. Sometimes it looks like encouraging one of you as you discern what seeds are yours to plant and to water. Sometimes it looks like gathering with others to make a bigger impact. Sometimes it looks like walking in nature to recharge my energy so I can keep going. And always, always it includes remembering that I cannot know what the future holds. That is why it is faith. That is why it is trust. And that is why it is work. In that remembering that I can't know what the future holds, I need to trust myself and my co-conspirators, who I both know and don't know, present and future, to believe that a world of peace and justice and wholeness will one day exist, even though it will not happen in my lifetime or in a way that I can predict. Wayaya, wayaya. It includes remembering that I make change every day, that I can choose how intentional to be about what shape that change takes every day. Octavia Butler, in her book called The Parable of the Sower, calls this shaping God, making God be what God is, and shaping the change that happens through our relationship with each other and with God. And for me, it includes making sure that I survive and that I can thrive and that my family can thrive as the world changes around me, remembering that there is strength and that there is courage and that there is flexibility that I hold and that exists in the webs of all my networks and all my relationships, and that I can stay in the work and be supported as I stay in the work, and that I can take breaks and trust that the work will continue. I know we will go on. A couple of weeks ago, I offered a story about the lessons I learned from ripples in a lake. And I shared then that we're sometimes different agents in the process of building relationship with each other and that which is larger than us. I said that sometimes we're the ripples, sometimes we're the water, sometimes we're the leaf dropping down to begin the ripples. One of you came and talked with me after that service and told me two things. One was that sometimes we're the tree. Sometimes we are even the tree, the solid, the rooted, the change maker. And they also shared their reflection that the ripples in the water, they never really go away, that they're part of the water forever and continue to be absorbed and change its movement, no matter how slightly. So not to mix metaphors too badly here, but I think that the seeds we plant are the same way, right? They change the soil they're planted in forever as they sprout and grow, make paths for their roots, right? Add nutrients as the roots break down. They change the makeup of the air around them as they release their carbon dioxide and take in their oxygen. They create shade underneath them, microclimates for other things to grow. And so just like the idea that we can be the leaf, the ripples, the water, the tree, I see our faith in all parts of these seed images too. We can be the seeds, as Henry David Thoreau can place his faith in. We can be the fertile soil that receives the seed and holds it and keeps it warm until it's ready to pop out that tiny little cotyledon. We can be the nourishing rain that comes in from the outside, right, and continues to nourish. We can be the gardener that tends those seeds. It's a more action-oriented metaphor to plant and nurture seeds, and I like that. It brings to mind something one of our worship team folks shared with me while researching for this service that I didn't know. Did you know that West African women who had been farmers in their country but were enslaved and then brought to this country, that they braided rice seeds into their hair? There's an article in a website called Blurred by Lines that shows some pictures and repeats the words of a woman teaching the process of braiding those seeds into the hair so that they are braided in, and then a braid is done over the top to cover it so it's not seen by the enslavers, by the colonists, and so that when the heads are shaken, they don't fall out. The article says, quote, "These seeds were safely transported to the New World and became one of the primary ways that the rice crop came to be cultivated in the Americas, from Brazil to South Carolina. As research shows, West African women were the main contributors to the success of rice farming due to their knowledge and practice in not only transporting seeds, but also cultivating the plant for mass consumption in a lucrative and exploitive plantation economy built on slavery. The descendants of those enslaved women escaped the Dutch plantations, and they lived in French Guiana and Suriname, where they continued to farm their rice, and still do. My friends, if the conditions you are in right now are right for you to plant seeds, or for you to be planted in a place you can thrive, I hope that you will share the energy that spring brings you as you do this with those around you. Sow the seeds of recommitment to life in this time of change. If the conditions are not right for you, I hope you'll notice at least the energy around you. I hope you can notice it until you can take it in, that you are here in fertile ground and you can be cared for. If you're ready for spring, but too tired for the demands of winter to do any planting yourself, don't worry. We will do it for you until you're ready to join us. That is one of the commitments of community, right? That the effort will be carried out by different individuals at different times, based on our own capacities. That we can step out to take care of ourselves as we need to, knowing that the whole will carry the work of recommitting to life for ourselves, for our congregation, and for our world. Knowing that we will be cared for and eventually refreshed so we can carry on while someone else steps out. I have faith that it may be so, and may we.